Finally, his gaze reached the ornately tiled floor, which many believed contained references to medieval astronomy. He let his eyes move across the intricate black and white patterns until they reached the very center of the room. "And there it is," he thought, knowing he was staring at the exact spot where Dante Alighieri had been baptized in the latter half of the 13th century. "I shall return as poet at my baptismal font," Langdon declared, his voice echoing through the empty space. "This is it." Sienna looked troubled as she eyed the center of the floor where Langdon was now pointing.
"But there's nothing here."
"Not anymore," Langdon replied. All that remained was a large, reddish-brown octagon of pavement. This unusually plain, eight-sided area clearly interrupted the pattern of the more ornately designed floor and resembled nothing so much as a large, patched-up hole, which, in fact, was precisely what it was. Langdon quickly explained that the baptistry's original baptismal font had been a large octagonal pool located at the very center of this room. While modern fonts were usually raised basins, earlier fonts were more akin to the literal meaning of the word font, springs or fountains, in this case a deep pool of water into which participants could be more deeply immersed. Langdon wondered what this stone chamber had sounded like as children screamed in fear while being literally submerged in the large pool of icy water that once stood in the middle of the floor. "Baptisms here were cold and scary," Langdon said. "True rites of passage. Dangerous, even. Allegedly, Dante once jumped into the font to save a drowning child. In any case, the original font was covered over at some point in the 16th century." Sienna's eyes now began darting around the building with obvious concern.
"But if Dante's baptismal font is gone, where did Ignazio hide the mask?"
Langdon understood her alarm. There was no shortage of hiding places in this massive chamber, behind columns, statues, tombs, inside niches, at the altar, even upstairs. Nonetheless, Langdon felt remarkably confident as he turned and faced the door through which they'd just entered. "We should start over there," he said, pointing to an area against the wall just to the right of the gates of paradise. On a raised platform behind a decorative gate, there sat a tall hexagonal plinth of carved marble, which resembled a small altar or service table. The exterior was so intricately carved that it resembled a mother-of-pearl cameo. Atop the marble base sat a polished wooden top with a diameter of about 3 feet. Sienna looked uncertain as she followed Langdon over to it. As they ascended the steps and moved inside the protective gate, Sienna looked more closely and drew a startled breath, realizing what she was looking at. Langdon smiled. "Exactly. It's not an altar or table." The polished wooden top was, in fact, a lid, a covering for the hollow structure.
"A baptismal font?" she asked.
Langdon nodded. "If Dante were baptized today, it would be in this basin right here." Wasting no time, he took a deep, purposeful breath and placed his palms on the wooden cover, feeling a tingle of anticipation as he prepared to remove it. Langdon tightly gripped the edges of the cover and heaved it to one side, carefully sliding the top off the marble base, placing it on the floor beside the font. Then he peered down into the 2-foot-wide, dark, hollow space within. The eerie sight made Langdon swallow hard. From out of the shadows, the dead face of Dante Alighieri was looking back at him.